This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. As you may know by now, I don't know if you were able to listen to the podcast that I did with Abby Hornacek. It was on her podcast and we talked all about how Taylor Swift is so great and how Swifties have gotten it right. So it's very interesting because there has been this fascinating backlash to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce ever since the Chiefs won the AFC championship, and it had been building. So I was talking to a good friend of mine before that game, and he said, if the Chiefs win this game, which they shouldn't, the fix is in. The NFL is the most dirty and corrupt organization since Hamas, and we can't trust anything that comes from that league. I don't know if I share that extreme of a position, but it does feel like part of this has been very cleverly engineered, because every time they show Taylor Swift in one of the suites, whether she's in Buffalo or Kansas City or all points in between, ratings spike. People tune in to see her. People that never watch football in their lives want to see Taylor Swift, and they want to live this ideal love story. For whatever reason, maybe things have fallen apart and not turned out the way people wanted in their own lives. So they are pinning their hopes on Taylor Swift because, I mean, think about it. First of all, they're both very attractive and successful people. Second of all, she is coming off the most successful tour of all time. We have not seen anything like this in our lifetime. She has never toured internationally, and people cannot get enough of her, from Tokyo to South America and every port of call on the eastern and western seaboards of our fair country. They love her. They're spending lots of money. They are lifting economies. So she is in an unequaled stratosphere. We know that she broke up with that one guy, Joe, blah, 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 last year, and everyone was kind of sad about it. And then she dated the guy from the 1975 who couldn't stop kissing other guys, which for a lot of women is a deal breaker in and of itself, because it's hard enough fighting for the affection of one man and not wanting it to be sprinkled over the female of the species repeatedly. But when you're also worried about your hot dude kissing other dudes, it can be a distraction. So I understand that wasn't long for this world. And then the whole thing with Travis Kelce sort of bubbled up in slow motion, and we were all picking up what they were laying down, and everyone was fine with it. But then it started, the entire story snowballed to where it actually eclipsed football. And there were no longer compartments in our lives. They had all just bled into this one giant Taylor Swift blob. And I will say, as a disclaimer, I love her. I love her music. I love her story. But I also see what's going on here, and that is, she became famous very early, at a very young age. And, you know, I wouldn't consider her a child star, but certainly by the time she was a teenager, when you are leaping and falling in spectacular fashion, as you are meant to do in early, mid, and late adolescence, she didn't have those phases because she was launched right into superstardom and adulthood. So what happens is you have this suspended animation, and you have an arrested development at a time in your life where there should be a pretty natural series of events and mishaps that kind of go, you know, two steps forward, one step back. And that's how eventually you learn and grow, and you have your heart broken, and you move on to hopefully, you know, longer lasting, longer term adult relationships. She didn't have that. So she was super famous and beautiful and ideal when she was 16 years old. And before she was famous, she probably looked at guys like Travis Kelce, like we all did, and went, oh my God, he's so hot. And the hot football guy probably ignored her. That's what happened to me. I was so obsessed with the hot football guy. His sister called me and said, please stop talking about my brother. He doesn't like you. The hot football guy wants nothing to do with you. So I understand where Taylor Swift is coming from, because maybe she feels like she had to reach billionaire status before she was good enough for the hot football guy. She's obviously, she could date any guy she wants, and she's dated quite a few of them. And, you know, good for her. That's what you're supposed to do when you're beautiful and single and supremely talented. But now that's all we see. And we just want to see football. And I don't wish her ill. I want her to be happy.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
I think that those two should probably try and have a private engagement. I do agree with my friend who thinks that the NFL is more corrupt than Hamas, that if there is a Chiefs victory, it could potentially end in a proposal, which would be too much. And I say it like this. I love cake. I love cake. I have celiac. It has to be gluten-free cake, but I love cake. I can't eat all the cake because I would get fat and sick, and not necessarily in that order. I would get sick first and still get fat, and that would be sad because then I would be slow on the bike and even worse running, and that would make my life a sad place to be. I don't want that. I want a piece of cake because then I get all the happiness I need. So we had a few pieces of cake throughout the end of this season. If there is a proposal and the Chiefs win, maybe not in that order, it's as though we are having an entire like wedding cake shoved down our throats that we are forced to eat all at once. And we're going to barf and it's going to be too much. And Taylor Swift has been so good at cultivating her brand that there's a part of that has gotten away from her. And there's an element of it that I really like, because the Joe, Al, blah, 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 whatever his name was, he didn't want their relationship to be public. Don't date Taylor Swift. How about that? And, you know, there's a side of her that she shows to the entire world, which can be intimidating if you are a private person. I do appreciate and respect the fact that she is so unashamed of this love. And I do think it's genuine love. I don't think that this is a promance as it has been labeled in the past by various media organizations, meaning that she's just using this to promote herself or to somehow boost her professional side. She doesn't need this. If you look at the two of them together, they're giddy, they're happy, they're in love, and I wish them that kind of happiness. I don't want to eat an entire wedding cake by myself, especially if my beloved 49ers lose to the Chiefs. That will absolutely suck. And that may be the one thing, if there is a gooey, saccharine sweet proposal, if God forbid the Chiefs win, oh, especially after beating the 49ers in 2020, that will be such a miscarriage of cultural justice. I don't know that I will be able to forgive her, and I don't know that I will ever say his name again. And then if she endorses Joe Biden, I may have to give up on my fandom and the entire enterprise, which is painful to do because I have so much respect for her and her artistry and so much adoration for what she has built and how she makes people feel. And that is such a rare phenomenon. And they're so few people who have ever walked the planet who can embody all of those things like she does. So just say no. If he proposes to you on the field, just say no. And that will be just slam the whole story shut. That's the only thing that will give us as a society any strain of redemption. Now we know what to look out for. I realize I look like Mars Blackman and Claudine Gay had a baby with Madonna. I feel weird about it too. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.